You know, it really feels like the job market is just changing incredibly fast right now.
It absolutely is. AI, automation, it's reshaping things constantly.
Yeah, and you start wondering, how do you keep up? Or maybe even get ahead.
That's the big question.
Okay, so today we're digging into something that seems like a really powerful answer, this idea of the AI generalist.
Ah, yes, the generalist. Not the deep specialist, but someone broader.
Exactly. Someone who uses AI, to get good at a whole bunch of different things, not just one narrow field.
It's quite a shift in thinking, isn't it? From hyper-specialization to AI-powered breadth.
And we've been looking at some really insightful ideas on this, actually, drawing a lot from Coach Bikayan's perspective on the essential skills needed.
He frames it really well. It's about leveraging these tools so one person can potentially do what used to take a whole team.
That's the core of it. And that's our mission for this deep dive. What are those core abilities? What are the specific skills you actually need to become an effective AI generalist?
We want to cut through the hype and give you a clearer picture, a kind of roadmap.
Exactly. Because if you step back, the key thing here seems to be adaptability.
It always comes back to that, especially with tech shifts this big, like in nature, right? It's the adaptable ones that thrive when the environment changes rapidly.
And Coach BK Han suggests thinking about this adaptability through four fundamental powers for the AI generalist.
Yeah, the power to build, the power to automate, the power to create, and the power to connect.
These four pillars almost master these, and you can achieve some pretty amazing things individually.
It's a useful framework, definitely. Moves beyond just learning software, focusing on the actual capabilities AI unlocks.
Okay, let's take the first one. The power to build. Now, build sounds like coding, right? Heavy lifting.
Traditionally, yes, but AI is changing that quite dramatically.
So, this power to build is more about creating software, creating tools, but using AI-assisted platforms.
Precisely. It democratizes building. You don't necessarily need years of traditional coding background anymore.
How does that work in practice?
Well, think about AI-powered app builders. Tools like Bolt or Replit Agent. You can describe what you want in natural language.
Just plain English.
Pretty much. And the AI helps translate that into functional code. It's like having an AI coding partner.
Wow. So the key skill isn't necessarily Python or Java, but this AI-assisted app development.
Exactly. It's about understanding how to articulate your needs to the AI and guide it to build the tool you envision faster, more accessible.
That really lowers the barrier to entry. Imagine having an idea and just describing it into existence.
That's the potential. Speed and individual empowerment. Things that needed a dev team might now be doable by one person.
Okay, powerful stuff. Let's move to the second one, the power to automate.
Automation. This is about tackling those repetitive tasks that eat up so much time.
Right, designing AI agents or setting up automated workflows.
Yeah, think of an AI agent as a sort of digital worker. It can handle email sorting, scheduling, data entry, that kind of thing.
A virtual assistant that works 24/7.
Basically, yeah, freeing you up for more strategic work. And then there's the workflow automation side.
Connecting different tools together.
Creating systems where tasks flow automatically between your apps working in the background. Like when X happens in this app, do Y in that app.
That's huge leverage, getting more done without more hours.
Absolutely.
I
It
mean,
multiplies your effort.
so what skills underpin this power to automate? Seems like there might be a few layers here.
There are. Coach BK Han breaks it down nicely. First, there's no code AI agent development.
Meaning using platforms to build these agents without writing code.
Exactly. Tools like OpenAI's GPTs or Relevance AI let you define what you want the agent to do through, configuration and instruction, not complex scripting.
Making it accessible again.
Very much so. Second, there's no code AI workflow automation.
Okay, this sounds like the connecting apps part,
Yeah.
using things like Zapier or Make.com.
Spot on. You use visual interfaces to link your apps and set up those if this, then that sequences.
Right, makes sense.
What?
What else?
Third, and this is crucial across the board, really, prompt engineering.
Ah, telling the AI what to do effectively.
Yes. Crafting clear, specific instructions or prompts. It sounds simple, but it's a real skill to get the AI to perform tasks accurately and reliably, whether in an agent or a workflow. There are even tools like PromptMetheus popping up to help with this.
It's like learning how to communicate well, but with an AI.
A good analogy, yeah. And finally, for automation, it helps to understand API integrations.
Okay, API sounds a bit more technical.
It can be, but fundamentally, it's about understanding how different software systems talk to each other. APIs are like the doorways that allow data to pass between apps. Tools like Postman help you explore these.
So it helps you build more complex, connected automation.
Exactly. It lets your different automated pieces work together smoothly, like building an ecosystem.
Okay, that's build and automate. What's power number three?
The power to create. And again, AI is shaking things up here massively.
Democratizing creativity, maybe? Not needing a design degree or fancy software skills?
Pretty much. Generating professional-looking content images, video, music, writing, using AI tools.
Okay, give me some examples.
Sure. For images, you've got Midjourney, DALL-E, Replicate. Stunning results sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen those. Wild stuff.
For video, Runway AI is a big player. For music, tools like Jukebox or Amper or Suo can compose original tracks.
AI composing music. Wow.
Yeah. And for writing, tools like Jasper, Copy.ai, or Claude can help with brainstorming, drafting, editing, all sorts of text.
So the skills here are, first, just learning to use these tools. AI content generation.
Right. Getting comfortable with the different platforms, understanding what they're good at, how to prompt them effectively for creative output.
And is there more to it than just hitting generate?
Definitely. The second skill is AI editing and enhancement. The AI gives you raw material, often really good material, but it usually needs a human touch.
Polishing it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Refining, tweaking, ensuring it fits your exact need and quality standard. Tools like Descript for audio video or just careful editing of text. It's that blend of AI power and human judgment.
Okay, AI assistance plus human curation. Got it. That leaves the fourth power.
The power to connect. This is about building influence, building an audience in this noisy world.
And how does AI help with connecting?
Primarily through enhancing your communication, especially writing, and helping you repurpose content.
Ah, so AI making your writing better.
Yeah, clear communication of interesting ideas is key to building an audience, right? AI writing tools, like Claude, for instance, can help you generate ideas, structure your thoughts, improve clarity, find the right tone.
So the core skill is AI-enhanced writing, using these tools to make your message land better.
Precisely. Overcoming writer's block, refining your voice, making sure you're engaging.
And you mentioned repurposing.
Yes. This ties back beautifully to the power to automate. You can use AI-enhanced writing to create a great piece, say a blog post.
Okay.
Then you can use AI and automation skills to turn that post into social media snippets, maybe a short video script, an email newsletter section.
Ah, amplifying your reach without massive extra effort.
Exactly. It's about getting your ideas out there more effectively and efficiently, taking one piece of content and making it work harder for you across different channels.
So these powers, they're not really separate, are they? They seem interconnected.
Deeply interconnected. That's a key takeaway. Mastering one helps you with the others. Building tools can help automate tasks. Automation can distribute created content. Created content helps you connect. It's a cycle.
A synergy.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The combined effect is much greater than the sum of the parts. Developing them together makes you incredibly effective.
And this brings us back to adaptability, that generalist idea versus the specialist.
Right. Think about biology when the environment shifts drastically. Specialists tied to one niche can struggle. Generalists who can draw on different resources and strategies often adapt better.
So the AI generalist is like that adaptable species in the rapidly changing environment of the AI-driven job market.
A useful way to think about it. Being able to pivot, learn new tools quickly, apply AI across different domains, that's resilience.
Okay, so let's recap. We have these four fundamental powers. Build, automate, create, connect.
Uh-huh.
And within those, about eight core skills we talked about. AI-assisted app development, no-code AI agent development, no-code workflow automation, prompt engineering, API integrations, AI content generation, AI editing enhancement, and AI enhanced writing.
That's a pretty solid list. And Coach BK Han suggests thinking of this as potentially an 8-month roadmap.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, tackling maybe one core skill per month, it makes it feel more manageable, right? A structured way to build up these generalist capabilities over time.
One skill a month for 8 months. I like that. It provides a clear path.
So for you listening, think about which of these skills, these powers, resonates most right now. Where could you start?
What feels most relevant or maybe even exciting for your own goals? Don't feel you need to boil the ocean.
Right. Coach Beakey's advice is often, don't rush, but don't delay either. Start building these skills steadily.
It's a journey, not a race.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for more personalized guidance on mapping out your own journey,
yes,
Coach BK Han actually offers opportunities to connect for like a one-to-one review to help tailor this kind of roadmap to your specific situation.
Oh, that's fantastic. So people can actually get personalized feedback on their plan. We should definitely point people towards that.
Yeah, it's a great resource for navigating this.
Okay, so a clear framework, key skills, a potential roadmap, and support available. Seems like a good place to wrap up.
Agreed. It's about empowering yourself in this new era.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. Forget mastering all 8 skills at once. Just consider, how could mastering even one of these powers build, automate, create, or connect? How could that fundamentally change your work, your projects, the opportunities you see in the next year? Something to really think about.